zero tolerance policy. I want you to make a zero tolerance policy. Make it, draw the line in the sand right now. Hey everybody, it's Brian with Applied Fitness, where our mission is to motivate, educate, and empower you to become the best version of yourself. And today we'll talk about you deciding on and implementing a zero tolerance policy. Because if you don't, especially this time of year, if you don't watch out, that junk food will come creeping back into your pantry. You'll start missing workouts. You'll start staying up late, drinking a little more alcohol, eating more calories, feeling tired, lethargic, and you're not going to feel like working out. Your workouts are going to suffer. Your body's going to suffer unless you make a zero tolerance policy this season that you're not going to do that this year, that this year is going to be different, that you're not going to gain that weight gain, that you're going to focus on still sticking to being able to achieve your workouts and doing the meal prep and doing what it is that you need to do. Because let's face it, you know, the holiday season is crazy, it's stressful, and we all indulge. We all do things that we don't normally do. That's totally part of it, and you should. That's what the holidays are for. But what I want you to do is make sure that doesn't go into 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, 5 days. Pick your battles. Pick the days that, okay, these are the days that I'm going to enjoy myself. And then the other days, just stay strict. Because if you just give in to temptation and don't have a non-negotiable every single day about your diet and your missed workouts and stuff, before you know it, your whole routine's gonna be off, you're gonna feel lousy, and then you're just gonna give up. And I see it all the time, and then you just think, you know what, I'm gonna wait until the first of the year, I'll start in January. Ever heard that one before? I think we all have. So with that said, just have a zero tolerance policy and non-negotiable that you're gonna do things differently, you're gonna do things right, you're gonna keep doing what you've been doing. You've worked so hard up to this point. Keep it going, keep the progress going, keep the results going. And you know what? Come January, and everybody else is just starting to emerge from the fog of the holidays, you're going to already be down weight. You're already going to be feeling better, looking better, and having more energy, and you're going to be so much happier that you did. All right, so there you go. Hope that gives you a little pep talk for the holidays. I'm Brian. Be great.